Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
The Heritage Classic Tournament at Rolling Hills Country Club is the tour championship for the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. The tournament will be at Rolling Hills. It is at Rolling Hills. Continues through the weekend. If you want to check it out from the party patio, all you have to do right now is text the keyword GOLF to the short code 20357. That's GOLF to 20357. Today is the last day to enter that contest. Good luck, everybody. Message and data rates apply. We are joined right now by Jay Delling out there at the Heritage Classic, helping them out as he does, as you've heard here forever, about the Wichita Open. Jay, how are you this morning?
Hey, the weather's great in the media center. That's all I can tell you.
That's right. That's right. Got that AC blasting. How's the golf been out there so far yesterday with round one in the books?
Well, yesterday we had four atop the leaderboard at five under, but there's been some activity today. Yesterday, we saw a lot of the veterans on the Annika WAPT Tour kind of dominate the top of the leaderboard, but we've seen a total switch in that today. The top five players right now are all under the age of 25. Lauren Lee leads the way. She's 2 under for the day, 7 under for the tournament, so she leads it by one over Sarah Erickson, who's 2 under for the day. Both those players are 23 years old, just fresh out of college. And we're seeing that in golf in general. We've seen it really with the Korn Ferry Tour. We've seen it with the PGA Tour. Golf is just getting younger and younger. These ladies in on the men's side, they're just so good. The college programs are just so good. The junior programs are excellent. And they're really doing a great job of developing these players. And one of them in the field this week is Kinsley Jones from Mays High School. She's 17 years old, heading into her senior year. She's a sponsor exemption into this tournament. She shot 4 under or 4 over 76 yesterday. She's 1 under on her day today to put her at +3. She's only 1 away from the cut line, which this year is the top 50 in ties. And so we're all rooting for Kinsley Jones. She's got about 6 or 7 holes to play. So there's a lot of great things going on out here. Free admission. You can park at Bishop Carroll. We'll shuttle you over here to watch these amazing golfers.
Jay, anybody that plays golf in the Wichita area knows a lot about the courses around here, I'm sure, and not only that, but the time of year that we're in right now, just getting into the month of August, the dog days of summer. It's hot out there. We know how hot it was yesterday. It's going to be hot throughout the course of the weekend. Not quite as brutally hot as what we saw yesterday, but overall conditions and just the way that the course is playing, knowing the time of year that we're in, what are golfers in for today and through the weekend out at Rolling Hills?
Tommy, great question, because we heard a lot of the players yesterday who played yesterday afternoon say, wow, those greens got pretty crusty pretty quick. I mean, they're in great shape, but they just dried out, which makes them faster. A lot of the talk yesterday afternoon was hydration. You saw tons of umbrellas out. Wasn't raining, but they're just trying to shield themselves from the sun. It'll be the same today. I looked outside just a few minutes ago. We're void of the wind today that we had yesterday. Now, it's Kansas, right? It could, you know, as we're talking in the next couple of minutes, the wind can come up quite a bit. But right now, there's not much wind. And if it stays that way, guys, you know, I worry about these ladies this afternoon, but you know, they prepare for this. I don't think it's anything new to them, but the human body can only take so much. So hydration is really important. I would encourage fans when they come out, you know, bring your waters. There's some concessions out here, but yeah, bring your waters and come out and have some fun.
What can people expect? We're giving away tickets to the party patio there, Jay. What's on the party patio?
Me as much as possible, for one.
Yes.
Because that's the place to be. It's literally 25 feet from the 18th green. I mean, you're right on top of the action. There's a lot of great buzz going around, you know, food, drink, a lot of just fun people. And the 18th here at Rolling Hills is about 384 yard straightaway par four, great finishing hole, interesting green complex. We're seeing some birdies, but we're also seeing some players, you know, spin it off the green and have to scramble for pars. So it's really a fun hole, and it's just a great place on the golf course to be. I would encourage anybody that just wants to come out, have a good time, and be in one place. That party patio is the place to be.
All right, Jay Delling, Heritage Classic. You can win one more chance to get out there on the party patio. All you got to do is text the keyword golf to the short code 20357. It's the Heritage Classic Tournament. It is the Tour Championship on that Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. Get out there. Check out the golf this weekend. Enjoy it. Jay, we know you will. Thanks for hopping on.
You got it, guys. Good to be on. Good to see you.
There goes Jay Delling. A couple minutes here before we take our final break. Check that out. Tommy, I wanted to spend just a second as we get ready for Royals tonight. And you mentioned it. It's the big, you know, opportunity against a guy who many feel is the Cy Young, you know, leader right now. The Royals are still slight favorites in the game with Cole Ragans on the mound. If you want to attack it that way, the over-under is only at 6.5. I'd actually lean into the over on that. But if I'm betting it and we just keep going back to the well, you know, with Bobby Witt Jr., and you want to go into the total, I wouldn't bet his home run, but man, the total bases, not the total hits, be careful there, not the total hits, but the total bases, again, you can go over 2.5, you can get it at plus 160, it's been paying, he's been, total bases means, here's what total bases are, if you get a walk, it's a base, a single's a base, a double's two bases, so a double and a single, a double and a walk, you're over. The way he's going right now, and I know it's against Skubal. I know it is, but that's why you're getting plus 160 on it today. I just got to keep going to it.
It's a matchup between two pitchers that if you just looked at their win-loss record and you didn't really know the details behind it, you would think, well, Skubal absolutely is a better pitcher than Ragans is. As we know for sure, and it's been well documented, the Royals have not always given Cole Ragans run support in his starts. It's surprising to me with Skubal, the Tigers traded away a handful of players at the deadline. They did not trade away Tarek Skubal, which I think there was quite a bit of thought that he maybe would be somebody moved at the trade deadline. He wasn't. He will be pitching tonight. I love this matchup. I love this opportunity for Cole Ragans. And, you know, they're both all-stars, but I love this opportunity for Ragans to be able to like kind of cement his place as, look, it doesn't matter really what the win-loss record is. I've got the stuff to be able to go in and win a game like this against the Tigers. Well, Skubal's a great pitcher. He's had a great season. Don't get me wrong. I love Ragans in this spot tonight.
So it also feels like when we said we wanted to see how the back end of the bullpen shakes out in one of those kind of the games, feels like it could be one of those kind of games, right?
And they're fresh. They're a fresh bullpen.
And I want to see how Cotrero stacks it up. I think it's very interesting. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's on the network. We'll give you the listening details of that and the rest of the games this weekend for the Royals. And we wrap up Sports Daily right after this.